everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode
58.
That's right. And Ping is the weekly show that talks about all the hottest stories buzzing around Microsoft campus. And we had a lot of buzz on our forums this past week, back in episode 57.
Whoa.
That's right. Last week, we're at 58 now. Next week, probably 59. but we got our very first video response comment.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if it was our first video response comment,
what
but.
What else did we have a video response comment?
There, I think Athman might have made like the moving video thing with.
I consider
us,
that more of
Adam.
An animation.
Right.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we do have a little shout out. Apparently, we had mispronounced one of our Niners' names.
Yes.
And we now have a little tutorial on how we can appropriately pronounce it. Apparently, it's supposed to sound like. You're clearing your throat like when you're brushing your teeth.
I personally don't make the noise that we're about to make when I'm brushing my teeth, but his name is Meow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Meow. Actually, we have an in-studio demonstration. We will we'll try this out.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So, we have a toothbrush here.
Did you borrow this from someone?
Yeah, I found it in the bathroom.
I figured.
All right, here we go. So, it's my gums are bleeding. I think that's his name.
Nice! Let's start the show. All right, in the words of Steve Ballmer, and regarding cloud computing, Microsoft is all in. Have you not heard
of
that?
Oh, I see. I see.
It's our company motto. We're all in cloud computing.
Uh-huh.
But there's actually another sort of cloud computing out there that the Gates Foundation sort of making headlines with. Probably not the cloud computing Ballmer was referring to.
Probably not. Not so much. This is more of a... a geopolitical.
Are you sure, Paul?
I don't
Are
know
you
what,
sure, Paul?
What the word.
Here's the deal.
Geoengineering, that's what
some,
it is.
Some of you out there may not believe in global warming. I know there are certain people on my own team who he and I have opposing views about global warming and the state of the environment.
Well, I don't think anyone can disagree that it is getting warmer. I think what people disagree on is whether or not that warming is caused by man-made functions.
Right. Okay.
So,
and what we can do to combat those,
right?
The warming climate.
So the thing that's really interesting about this story is that Bill Gates, this past year at the TED conferences, has agreed that the number one potential problem for humanity is
that's
climate
huge.
Change.
That's huge.
So what he's doing is he's taking money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and investing in a number of different ways to prevent future climate change and to understand how we can best control the climate in our atmosphere. So one thing that he invested in, he invested $300,000 in this thing that essentially just shoots more water up into the sky to help make clouds thicker and whiter so it reflects more light back into space. And
so essentially we've got this mega cannon fire truck hose, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take seawater and suck it up from the middle of the ocean and just shoot it into the sky.
Yeah, well, they're going to fly up in planes, and then they're going to shoot at 3,000 feet in the air.
And then that, in turn, is going to whiten the clouds and save our environment. And this, I'm reading this, and they said that that was a viable option, but there were other really wacky ones.
Yeah. Well, what were some of the other wacky ones? It was...
to fly up rockets that were covered with mirrors, also, again, what?
It's crazy.
Also, again, using the reflective idea, and then to all these mechanical trees.
Right, that'll help just like absorb the CO2
more than a regular tree.
Yeah,
so, this is the future apparently. And if these are the ideas that are being thrown out there, I might join sides with Larry.
Yeah.
Well,
just because we can't combat it doesn't mean you necessarily have to go with Larry the light bulb.
Right. Anyway, there you go. Check it out. As you know, Windows Phone 7 is not yet out there, but don't shed a tear just yet, because there's actually some cool new advancements being made for current Windows mobile phones, and one of those is the update to the Bing for Mobile application.
Yep, so for Windows Mobile 6.5 phones, there are a list of like a dozen or so phones that can have this update where if there's a GPS in there, you can actually get turn-by-turn directions both from looking at your phone with like a little directional arrow, as well as audio
voice.
Commands.
Right.
And you can also choose to...
So throw out your Garmin, throw out your TomTom.
Right.
No need for the in-dash nav.
Right. So long as you have Sprint, T-Mobile, or AT&T.
Right.
But apparently on Verizon, this app has been blocked for whatever reason, and you have to run the VZ Navigator, which actually costs $10 a month for roughly the
There's
same type
a few
of thing.
There's not perfect customer friendly, so, consumer friendly just yet. But there's, you know, they made some other updates. If you are one of those fortunate people to be carried by one of those service providers, they've updated the homepage for the Bing application, where you can get one-touch directions to movies and restaurants and locations. And if you're fortunate enough to have a Windows Mobile 6.5 and be carried by those service providers, this is really, really exciting for you.
It's good stuff. So Microsoft recently announced that there are some cool new things coming out from a productivity standpoint, one of which is kind of a cool-looking phone. It's there's actually a video that's put out there right now that you can take a look at.
This is actually a video which you guys have probably seen some of it already. Have you seen the envisioning video before this?
I actually saw this exact video internally a little while ago,
Okay, but it's just been released publicly, and they added in the phone. Well, this version of it has been released publicly, and they added in the phone bit because that wasn't in it publicly before. But, so you may have seen some of this video, but like I said, now this new added phone goodness.
Yeah, it looks like essentially two really thin pieces of plastic put together that can like be pulled apart and they can be flipped open. You can interact with like both sides of the device, and it does cool things like be able to, like, if you want to find a direction inside a building, you can point it toward the ground, and a little arrow will lead you to whatever path you're looking
for. Right. And I like the video conferencing. You sort of can hold, you know, Paul, whoever you want to talk to on the phone, here, and then talk to him. And so, you know, obviously not safe for driving. Although they did say, I think there was going to be a hands-free version.
Yeah. So well, I mean, this is all, like, complete pie-in-the-sky, designer-oriented.
Yeah, way out there.
And it's not like this is coming anytime soon. Like, I'd love it
to
be.
So are you saying who cares, Paul?
No, I'm not saying who cares. I'm just saying it's like, I'm tired of seeing these videos.
Saying don't care about the future.
And that we aren't the ones that continually make these things happen.
Oh, so you're saying we may give away our ideas and someone else will come in and take the rug and the thunder.
Yeah. I'm saying let's just do things that are really visionary, like Iron Man and Iron Man 2. The technology in there, pretty sweet. If you can just make like Scarlett Johansson for everybody, that would be awesome.
See, I thought you were going to say making things really good, like the movie overall in general, because...
No, just the technology in the video.
Because I would not. Technology, yay.
No, you didn't like
that? Acting, nay.
That is 5 stars on my Netflix.
Are you serious? Yeah. What about the scene, and we'll move on for a second, where Scarlett Johansson's like, tell me where he is, and the guy's like, no, and she's like, yes, and he's like, okay. What is that?
Well, I'm pretty sure she also, like, smacked him.
Tell me where it is.
Yeah.
No, tell me where it is.
I'm sure she could get me to confess to pretty much anything.
Anyway, watch the concept envisioning video for the concept phone.
And Iron Man 2.
If you want to be bored.
All right, that's our show for today. We have one last kind of little bit of news. Office 2010 has launched.
Yay!
So you guys can go download it on MSDN.
I've been using it for ages now.
So have I.
I do recommend it.
Yeah, and it'll be available for people in retail outlets in about a month.
Yeah.
So that's for the general availability. So Office 2010 is out there.
Yeah, and look for a lot of launch coverage and more exciting stories about Office 2010 coming on Channel 9. And potentially a very big project surrounding the launch, but I can't talk about it yet because you know what? I got super secret things too, Paul. You're not the only one.
Super secret.
That's true. I got so my lips are sealed. You just have to tune in and find out. And with that, I'm off to Portland.
All right.
Whoa! It's closing up.